Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The White House on Tuesday refrained from saying much about the search carried out the day before by federal law enforcement agents at the private club and residence of former President Donald Trump in Florida. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
This day's FBI search of Mar-a-Lago.
The Justice Department conducts investigations independently, and we leave any law enforcement matters to them. It would not be appropriate for us to comment on any ongoing investigations.
Trump, who was in New York at the time, characterized the search at his Florida property as an unannounced enforcement action against a former president is unprecedented, according to Akron University political science professor David Cohen.
In terms of presidents being criminally charged or even really investigated in a serious investigation, we just have no history of it in this country.
There has been no comment from the FBI or the Justice Department, and the contents of the search warrant have not been revealed. Republicans in Congress are vowing to hold hearings about alleged political interference by the Justice Department if they take back control of either the House or Senate in November's midterm elections. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Hours after denouncing the FBI's raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate as political persecution, former President Trump released a campaign-style video that may be the strongest hint yet that he plans to run against President Joe Biden in 2024. It also now has Republicans rallying around him at a time when his grip on the party appeared to be slipping. This is VOA News. China has reaffirmed its threat to use military force to bring the self-governing island of Taiwan under its control. The statement issued Wednesday by the Cabinet's Taiwan Affairs Office and its news department followed almost a week of military exercises in Taiwanese waters and airspace by Chinese forces. China says the threatening moves were prompted by a visit to Taiwan last week by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Beijing's decision to launch the military exercises so close to Taiwan have raised tensions between the sides to their highest level in years. The actions have also disrupted flights and shipping in a region crucial to global supply chains, prompting strong condemnation from the U.S., Japan, and others. Preliminary results from Kenya's presidential election show a tight race between the two main candidates seeking to replace outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta. Kenyan television shows Deputy President William Ruto and veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga neck and neck with 1.2 million votes each, according to results posted early Wednesday by the private citizen television broadcaster. The winning candidate must get 50% plus 1% of the vote. Tuesday's election is an important test for stability in East Africa's biggest economy after two of its three last elections were marred by violence following disputes over accusations of vote rigging. A grand jury in the southeastern U.S. state of Mississippi Tuesday declined to indict the white woman whose accusation set off the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till in 1955. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The grand jury determined there was insufficient evidence to indict Carolyn Bryan Donham for kidnapping and manslaughter. Relatives told the AP Till had whistled at the white woman. Historian Timothy Tyson read the now 87-year-old Donham's unpublished memoir.
Her husband brought Emmett Till to her at 2:30 in the morning and wanted her to identify him, that she said it wasn't him three times. And then she said, Emmett Till flashed me a strange smile and said, yes, it was me.
Till's battered, disfigured body was found days later in a river. Till's cousin, Ollie Gordon, told the AP Donham has not gone to jail, but in many ways he doesn't think she's had a pleasant life, each day waking up and having to face the atrocities that have come because of her actions. I'm Ed Donahue.
Repeating our top story, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted Tuesday that neither President Joe Biden nor anyone else at the White House was given a heads-up about the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I am Richard Green for VOA News.